Hi, I'm Jared Vandermeulen, and you're listening to World Watch Weekly from Open Doors Canada. On today's episode, we will talk about the number one country on the 2020 World Watch list, why it's so dangerous to be a Christian there, and also how to plant a church in a prison camp. For more information about Open Doors Canada or the World Watch list, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome back to World Watch Weekly. I'm Andrew, and with me today is my co-host Jared. How are you doing today, Jared?
Hey, Andrew. I'm okay. How are you doing?
Not too bad. It's different working from home with everything happening with COVID-19. My office is a pink room with a small kid's desk that is covered in my 8-year-old's craft supplies. but I'm making
That's
do.
Good.
What about you?
Yeah, it's okay. I live in a 2-bedroom apartment. So my wife is using the living room and I'm using the bedroom. So I'm just sitting here on the bed recording a podcast.
Awesome. Well, we are excited to dive into our first country-focused episode today.
Yeah, we're going to talk today about the number one country on the 2020 World Watch List, which is North Korea. So Andrew, we hear quite a bit in the news about North Korea, and sometimes that's missile testing, sometimes it's denuclearization. But last couple of weeks, we've been hearing rumors that the Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-un, is dying or dead. Now, at the time that we're recording this podcast, there's no official reports that can be confirmed, but it's a highly talked about topic at the moment.
Absolutely. It's like news that just kind of popped up last week about this all of a sudden. And it's a big deal for us because North Korea is the number one country on the World Watch List. And so while we hear a lot of this news, we hear about Kim Jong-un and all of this stuff, we rarely hear about the astonishing human rights violations that are happening to people who don't do exactly what the Supreme Leader wants in North Korea. And so today we want to dive into talking about Christianity in North Korea and why it is so dangerous.
So in North Korea, you're only allowed to worship the Supreme Leader, which means it's illegal to be a Christian in North Korea or to worship the Christian God. People who are caught worshiping face imprisonment or death. And even so, we estimate about 300,000 Christians worship in North Korea. There's no visible churches or church buildings, but believers are trying to find ways to meet in groups of 2 or 3 just to encourage one another. Further, it's illegal to own a Bible or even a part of a Bible. And so when Christians own any scripture at all, they often have to hide the Bibles. We hear stories of Bibles being buried in a garden and then dug up late at night to read, or sometimes they will write a portion of scripture on a small piece of paper, memorize the verse, and then destroy it because it's too dangerous to be caught with. It's actually challenging for me, Andrew. I've got a few Bibles right here in my bookshelf, and it's strange to think of a place where the Bible is a dangerous book to own when I take it for granted so easily.
Absolutely. And, you know, for me, as a father, I read the Bible with my kids every night. I teach them to pray. We're helping them to learn about Jesus. And yet, if I lived in North Korea, this would not be possible. It's so dangerous and so illegal that parents in North Korea have to wait until they know their kids are old enough to handle learning about Jesus. So the whole North Korean system is set up to try and catch people who are disobeying. Teachers ask questions of their students to try and find out what kids are learning at home. And then they portray Christians as very evil people. And then if a child were to share something about a Bible at home or learning about Jesus with a teacher, the whole family would be arrested and sent to prison camps. And so they have to wait until they know their children are responsible enough to handle the gospel. In fact, we recently featured a story of a young girl named Sang-hwa who discovered a Bible in her home and had to decide in that very moment whether to report her parents or not. You can read that full story in our magazine, and the link to that magazine is in the description of our podcast.
The tragic thing is that because the propaganda is spread like this, Christians are imprisoned across North Korea. We estimate about 60,000 Christians currently live in prison camps because of their faith. That means that there's more Christians in North Korean prison camps than there are prisoners in the prison system in Canada.
And that's before COVID-19.
That's before COVID-19, yeah. These prison camps are absolutely brutal. The prisoners get overworked, underfed, and are subjected to mental abuse. Prisoners who have been released share of having to go through daily criticisms, personal criticisms, where they're forced to say everything that they might have done wrong that day. They're forced to criticize other prisoners. And then they're subjected to ideological propaganda each day to try and indoctrinate them back to following the North Korean regime.
Yeah, the stories we hear from the prison camps are brutal. And yet God is working in them. Let me tell you one of my favorite stories. It's about a lady named Haewoo. Haewoo was a Christian who was arrested and placed in a prison camp in North Korea. You know, and she talks about the horrors of life in these prisons, about death so rampant that bodies would lay on the ground 3 or 4 days without being cleaned up. The mental and physical abuse that would make you sick in the pit of your stomach. Every day was torture. And yet, in this incredibly dark place, Haewoo chose to do something so radical and so dangerous, but so Christ-like. In this prison, God gave her a heart to tell her fellow prisoners about Jesus. And so there, right in the middle of a North Korean prison camp, a secret church began. She would share the little bit of rice she was given with those who were sick and help them wash their clothes. And then she felt God encouraging her to tell some of the other prisoners about him. She says this, "God used me to lead 5 people to faith. I tried to teach them the little I knew about Jesus. I didn't have access to a Bible in the camp, but on Sundays and at Christmas, we met together out of the view of the guards. Usually that was in the toilet. There we held a short service. I taught them the Bible verses and songs that I knew. We sang almost inaudibly so that no one would hear us." Haewoo started a church in a pit toilet, a place so disgusting, so dirty, that the guards wouldn't even dare go in there.
It's hard to think of a place less like a church than a toilet in a North Korean prison camp. It's incredible. And yet it's this kind of faith from people like Haewoo who are being persecuted and jailed for her faith. And yet she chooses to selflessly, obediently, and courageously follow Jesus. That challenges my perspective on real Christian discipleship. Now, one of Haewoo's prayers in prison was that one day she'd be able to share about her experiences and about the reality of Christianity in North Korea. And today, she's escaped from North Korea and lives elsewhere. She often will share her story at Open Doors events to inspire Christians to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. And, you know, she asks that we would continue to pray for believers in North Korea. What she says is, quote, "Please pray for the prisoners in North Korea and for the Christians who are not free to worship God and who risk their lives every day."
Yeah, so I think it would just be right for us to respond to Haewoo's challenge. And let's first talk about how we can pray for our brothers and sisters in North Korea, and then let's pray for them today.
Yeah, so there's a few ways that you can pray for our brothers and sisters in Korea. We can pray for the government regime, pray that they would find Jesus in their own lives and that the reality of North Korea would change.
Absolutely. And, you know, we need to pray for creative ways for Christians to meet together. It's so dangerous to get together. They need God to help them find ways so that they can meet together regularly to encourage one another.
And let's continue to pray for the believers who are imprisoned in North Korean prison camps. The writer of Hebrews says, "Continue to pray for those in prison as if you were together with them, and for those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering."
So let's pray. Father God, we come before you today and we lift up to you our brothers and sisters across North Korea. God, we think of those who are in prison. God, and I try to put myself in that place. And how would I respond and what would I do? God, I pray that my brothers and sisters in prison for their faith right now, God, would know your presence. They would know your love and your hope and your peace. God, I pray that they would know that they are not alone, but their brothers and sisters in Canada are praying for them right now, and we stand with them. God, I pray that you would protect them from harm, both physically and mentally. God, I pray today for believers across the country of North Korea who are risking their lives just to follow you. I pray that you would help them find ways to meet together so that they can encourage one another. May you strengthen your church in North Korea. May it grow and be discipled and follow wholeheartedly after Jesus Christ. God, I pray for the government of North Korea. God, we think of Kim Jong-un, if he is sick or dying right now, God, we pray that he would find Jesus Christ before he passes. God, I pray that the regime would find Jesus, that there would be change in this country, that reunification with South Korea would be possible, and that the country would open up to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people would find hope and salvation through Jesus. God, we pray these things in your holy, awesome, and wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us for this episode of World Watch Weekly. I hope you'll like and subscribe to the podcast. Give it a share and a review so that we can reach out to as many listeners as possible. Hope you'll join us next week. We're going to look at the number 2 country on the World Watch list, which is Afghanistan.
And just before, as we finish off this episode, we have an audio clip of Hey Woo herself singing Amazing Grace. And so I encourage you to listen to that and let God speak to you as we say goodbye today. Thanks for listening. 나 같은 채 인살이신 주 은혜 고마워 잃었던 생명 찾았고 광명을 얻었네.
Thank you for listening to this episode of World Watch Weekly from Open Doors Canada. For more information on how to pray for our persecuted family, please visit our website, www.opendoorsca.org. Click Get Involved, and then click Prayer.